The Doors. Hello. I love you.
Well, yeah, I know, but we're not supposed to talk about that on air.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Well,
I thought that was the whole point of this show.
It is, actually. It very much is.
And, we have.
And we'll even tie our vitamin B back to that if you'd like.
We have Lee Bailey and Trissa Pierce.
We do.
Talking to us about the Suicide Prevention Awareness Month of, is it September?
September, and we'll be wrapping it up with on October 2nd with the conference.
And what is that conference about?
The conference is a suicide prevention conference we've been holding for several years. It's an annual conference. This year, our keynote speakers are going to focus on disasters like the hurricane and talk about talk about how that can impact our mental health and if it increases suicide rates and how we can help prevent some of that.
And we have two folks from LSU.
Yes, it's two professors from the LSU College of Medicine in their psychiatry area.
And they're talking about their experiences through
Katrina. They lived through Katrina themselves and then studied it afterwards, so they've got a lot of information to relay to us in regards to that.
And that event is October 2nd from 8:30 to 4. It's a free event. However, you will need to register to make sure that you get a seat.
Yes, we are about to cap out on the number of seats we have available, as a matter of fact. So please register at lmccares.org. It's free registration. We just need to know you're coming for planning purposes.
Now, if you need some help, or you have a friend, coworker, person you know that you see is struggling, what can you do? Who can you reach out to?
Well, there are a lot of services in the community, and life management is one of those. They do have an 800 number. You want to give them the number to life management?
They can call us at 850-522-4485, 24/7, 365 days a year. There's also the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, 800-273-8255. And if you go to their website, you can even chat with them. You can text with them. There's a lot of ways to reach out to them.
And if you're a student at Gulf Coast State College or FSU PC, we have a counseling center here. I'm available on the first floor of the Student Union East. And then Kathleen Duvall is a counselor next door. At FSU, she's available. Or if you're an FSU student and she's not available, please come over. There's someone that can talk to you.
Well, that's extremely good to hear.
So we need to tell people what's coming up.
Yes, we do.
And I think next we're going to have Boomer Bill's Rock and Roll Radio Hour. But
from 10 to 11.
And then we're going to have... I was passing that to you.
Yeah,
you had me like, Tom's forgotten what's coming up next.
No, I've forgotten what's coming up. I had to go through the mental filing system to pull out the card to read it.
I'm allowed to do that. You're supposed to have faster answers.
Well, it helps if I had the thing in front of me. Right. It's Wayne Gentry.
Yes, it is.
Dubbed by Boomer Bill, Wayne Mr. Smooth
Mr. Gentry. Smooth Gentry.
With Rewind from 11 to 1.
So we'll be having 50s and 60s, 70s and 80s right on up until we pass the show back to NPR.
Yes, all here on WKGC. Mm-hmm. But now it's time.
Okay. This country's about to go through, I don't know how far through, but at least partway through an impeachment process. It's going to be very contentious.
Mm-hmm.
And we also had our friends on from Suicide Prevention on today. So I went, what can the Beatles do to help? They're not even together anymore, but they might be able to help. So I chose for this a song that was originally done for a radio worldwide TV special and later put on Yellow Submarine.
Mm-hmm.
And it's All You Need Is Love, recorded in June of 1967 at EMI Studios. Produced by George Martin. All You Need Is Love, your daily dose of vitamin B here on WKGC.